Hello, Diamond Girls. This is Adrienne Everhart. I just wanted to add this quick update to all of my most popular podcast episodes to say thank you. Because of you, my podcast is now listed in the top 10 on Apple and Spotify. That's for people who are searching the terms relationship advice or relationship advice for women. So if you haven't already, please take a moment to follow me, rate and review my podcast. This helps other women just like you find my podcast episodes and see how their lives can get so much better, bigger, and more meaningful with the power of feminine energy. Again, thank you for supporting my podcast. Because of you, more and more women are finding my show. Thank you. Hi, everyone. It's Adrienne Everhart, your feminine energy, dating, relationship, and lifestyle coach. This week, I'm on vacation. And while I know I'm somewhere having a wonderful time, I did not want to skip out on a podcast. And I wanted to share one of my top YouTube videos with you. I have the audio for you to listen to. And I want to tell you a couple of things about this video. If you've seen it, it's called Drive Him Wild with Soft, Warm, Feminine Energy. Now, as a YouTuber, I always find it very interesting and sometimes a little bit amusing what makes a video go gangbusters on my site. I mean, I wish there was, you know, an algorithm that I understood about what really connects viewers to a particular video. Now, I have to tell you, I went back and watched this video and I said, of course, this connects with everyone because it really talks about something we're feeling. We're all probably feeling in our bodies, but we have a very difficult time articulating and we have a difficult time putting it out there and saying it and talking about it. I'm going to give you an example. A lot of you know I've had some health challenges and I have to go on steroids for a certain amount of time. I have to go on prednisone and it caused me to gain a little bit of weight. And then I had to have another eyelid surgery and it all made me like really self-conscious. And I'm like, oh gosh, now I'm entering menopause and all these things are happening to my body. And I started to just get more self-conscious and more worried. So I would exercise more and I would cut down on wine and I would cut down on any special treats. And I really watched my portions. And after a whole month, I gained 2 pounds. And I'm like, wait a minute, like what's going wrong here? So I got a fitness coach. I got a fitness and dietitian nutrition coach. But yet, even with that, I didn't do well. And I'm like, okay, what am I missing here? Well, here's the thing that they don't talk about. These diet coaches don't talk about. And it's the same thing that I talk about in this video. I talk about the thing you need to do that you have to have in your mindset that allows you to be really who you are, that allows you to be at this place you want to be. So for example, with diet, exercise, and nutrition, if you want big changes in your body, you will have to make big changes in your life. You can't just like, you know, consciously cut down on wine and consciously cut down on a few of your favorite meals or whatever. No. If you want big changes, even after a certain age, you got to look at macros. You got to look at your hunger scale. You got to count your calories. You've got to be meticulous about your exercise. You know, you really have to concentrate and work on these things. And even when you do all of those things, there's an emotional factor that comes in that says, oh my gosh, I got to behave. I got to face pain. I got to face feelings and emotions where normally I would be like, oh, screw it. Just give me a glass of wine, right? Or, oh, screw it. I've been good this week. I can afford to have this extra portion or whatever it may be. So there's a certain amount of pain people feel every day, every other day, every week, how often you feel pain is so individualized. But most of the women I work with, there's usually something gnawing at us deep inside, which I will cover on another podcast, that we can't get out and express. And more than that, we actually don't know what to do with ourselves when we have this feeling and when we have this pain. Like, what do we do with it? So in this video, Drive Him Wild with Soft, Warm, Feminine Energy, I talk about the number one thing that holds women back from being in their feminine energy, and that is this belief that you have to change who you are for a man to love you, or that in order to attract a high-quality man, that your values are going to align and you're going to be in sync with one another, you have to somehow change who you are and become who he needs you to be. So is there some truth in this? Is there a little bit of, if I want big changes, I have to make big changes in my body. If I want big changes in my relationship, if I want big changes in who I'm attracting and why I'm attracting and how I'm attracting, do I also need to make big changes in myself? Here's the takeaway. Yes, you're going to make big changes, but they're going to start off very small. They're going to start off very subtle, and you're going to gain momentum. And I talk a lot about things snowballing after some point, where you start off with just a tiny little ball of snow and it rolls down the hill and it just gains momentum and gets bigger and bigger and larger and larger. And that's how feminine energy is. That's how any good habit that you exercise is. That's how you exercise any muscle where if you're used to feeling pain or sadness or whatever it may be, and you default to a certain behavior, same thing. You develop a muscle and you just learn a different way of dealing with these very ordinary feelings that we all have. But not everyone knows how to deal with them in a constructive, healthy way. And look, I know I don't. And it's taken so much of my energy to learn how to do things differently, think differently. I'm still working on myself. No one's perfect at this. But I think the reason this video is so popular is that so many women feel, oh, feminine energy. I'm already feminine. I wear dresses. I get my hair done. I get my nails done. I know how to be sweet and charming to a man. It's just not about that. Really being warm, really driving a man wild, really being soft and feminine has so much to do with the work that you're doing on yourself when it comes to receiving from men, not micromanaging, not controlling all everything around you and outside of you. Because the reason that we're trying to control everything outside of ourselves, the reason we're wanting to do everything ourselves in the relationship and make it happen, and that we can't share our feelings, is that on some level, we're afraid to be vulnerable and really feel what it is we're feeling, really express it, allowing ourselves to be who we truly are. So connecting to your feminine energy is work. It is some steps you can take to feel more feminine and feel that warm reward that you feel first within yourself. But yes, you will also see this with a man. It will gain momentum. But you have to start building on it somewhere. And it is about anything but being a doormat and, you know, somehow putting yourself last and putting a man ahead of you. I talk about so many great things in this video. I hope to hear from you in the comments. If you go to Anchor FM, you can leave me comments. I love to hear from you there. And masculine energy in a relationship, if you're a woman, if you're exhausted, if you're at your wit's end, if you're so frustrated, if you feel like giving up, I want you to think about other places in your life you have felt the exact same way. It might be with diet, health, fitness. It might be with your career or other choices you've made in your life. And I want you to just begin to shift your energy into radiating and being and aligning with that energy that you do want to be. And how do you do this? How do you make this happen? Is it just going to be another meme where I say, hey, radiate the energy that you want to be? No. No, you have to take some steps in that direction. Whether that's reframing certain thoughts, embracing a certain amount of pain and vulnerability, being able to be real with yourself and honest with yourself. I'm going to close out this little segment before I get to this video with a quick story, and then I'll go into the video. I'll leave you guys alone until next week. But at one point in time, I had devoted so much of my time and my energy and myself wholeheartedly to having an acting career. And there was nothing I wanted more. I really enjoyed acting class. I loved getting in front of the camera. I studied method acting. I had had a lot of life experience at a young age, and I could really tap into emotion from a place that seemed to impress people. And when I would watch my replays for my acting classes, I was like, wow, I can do something really well. And I wanted to be an actor ever since I was a little kid because I just felt like it's going to be better than what I have right now. It's going to be something big and magical where I get to be surrounded by famous people and creative people. And I just wanted that so badly. But then when I actually got into that world, and I realized how time-consuming it is to be on a movie set, how you're sometimes on a movie set for 14 hours, and you're working so hard to get these just one-line commercials, one-word commercials, and you're always competing with so many other women who look just like you, but that are fitter, thinner, younger, more experienced, have connections. And I just realized, finally, I was doing this movie, a really low budget movie, and one of my beloved dogs was at home sick, and it was over the weekend, and I was like, well, I'll get you to the vet on Monday, and ended up dying that night that the film wrapped. And I just remember being on that movie set going, I hate this. I hate this. I want to be with my family. But for so long, no matter how difficult the acting world was for me, I would have just said, I need to try harder. I just need to try harder. Instead of going, you know what? Maybe this just isn't what I want to do. Maybe this just isn't what I want to do with my life. You see, my masculine energy was like, you have made a decision. You are sticking to this decision. You are going to see it to the end. And meanwhile, my body, my feminine girl, she was like, look, I think it's really great to make movies and be famous and make the income that you occasionally make from the acting world. But I don't like doing this. I don't want to do this. That's what I really felt inside. But I felt like I could not quit. And that was my masculine energy in charge of me. Masculine energy was saying, you made a decision, stick with it. So how many of you feel that way about a man in your life? You feel like, oh, I've met this man. I've fallen in love with this man. It's got to be this man. And then when he rejects you, you can't let it go. You just cannot let it go. You can't let go of this one guy. I want you to really ask yourself, am I really attached to just a specific outcome? Like it's got to be him. It's got to be him. Or how he was treating you, how he speaks to you, how he's treating you now. Does it really feel good to you? Him abandoning you, him walking away from you. How does it feel? Get in touch with your feelings. Now, for those of you who are married and in a relationship, you're having ups and downs with your partner. I don't want you to feel like just because I feel bad, I have to walk away from him. Sometimes you have to feel bad. You have to find out what's really behind those feelings instead of just, you know, blaming that person for not doing or being the way you needed them to be. I know this gets a little complicated here, but the first step is just observing how you feel, taking note, writing about it, having conversations with yourself about how you feel instead of just saying, no, I have to get through this. I have to do this. you end up hopping over your emotions. You end up hopping over the very things you need to learn in life. All right. I hope this has been helpful for you all, and I hope you enjoyed my video, Drive Him Wild with Soft, Warm Energy. And if the audio is a little bad, feel free to use the link below. I've got a link to the video itself. And I'm going to check the comments in this video. I'm going to start checking in on those again. If you get a chance, I want you to read some of the comments. They are amazing. I love, love, love to hear from you in the comment section on my YouTube channel. All right, everyone. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everhartcoaching.com, to learn more. Everyone, I'm Adrienne Everhart, your dating and relationship coach. I am a feminine energy expert. One of the things I help women do is realign their feminine energy so you can attract a high quality masculine energy man. And in this video, I'm going to teach you how to drive your guy wild, why men go wild, and how you can tap into the soft, warm, feminine energy. So stick around. Thanks so much for joining me today. Again, I am a certified dating and relationship coach. I specialize in feminine energy, something I have studied for a good long while. And if you like my videos, you like the content I bring you, and you'd like to join me for some of my live streams or get notified when I have a video, all you have to do is ring the little bell you see on my screen and subscribe, and you'll be able to join me for live videos. So often I hear from women on my Facebook group, I Heart Love Academy, and on my YouTube channel in the comment section, Adrienne, I don't want to have to think to get into my feminine energy. I want it to be natural. I don't want to have to change for any man. And this really isn't our true selves if we're having to change ourselves. So I actually thought a lot of the same things you're thinking, which is, how do I become soft and warm? I am soft and warm. You know, what is this thing called feminine energy? And myself and my good friend Helena Hart, we were both kind of learning about it and going deeper into feminine energy. And I was really committed to not wanting to have to change who I am as a person. I wanted, if a man was going to love me, he needed to just love me just the way I was. But I kept having failed relationships, and I would seem to really turn off or drive away what were pretty good guys in my life. Another thing I experienced is that masculine energy men kind of scared me. They were off-putting to me. And I know so often my mom or my cousins or my sister would ask me, you know, why don't you like this type of man? And I would always say, oh, they're too manly, they're too brutish or whatever. And what was really happening is that my masculine energy was challenged or being challenged by their masculine energy. So just real quick, think for a second about feminine and masculine energy and how even in a homosexual couple, one of the people in that relationship is usually more feminine energy or one is more masculine energy. And so you have this nice balance of energies where the man, the masculine energy, is pursuing the woman, which is the feminine energy. So just real quick, think about something like your sex life, for example. What if you are the one that's having to pursue your husband for intimacy and sex? It really wouldn't feel right. Most women would not want to have that sort of situation in their relationships. So part of being soft and warm is being so available and open in a very easy,
energy that men feel good around, that they actually identify with it. They feel good when they're with you, and they're going to want to spend more time with you. Feminine energy isn't about being a doormat. It isn't about being so much up in your head you have to think of everything before you say it to the man. And it definitely isn't about holding back who you are. It's just a way that we're going to tap into what's really happening with you. And instead of jumping up to your mind, which is masculine energy, and figuring the man out, you're gonna learn how to be soft and warm, really pull him to you, drive him wild for you. Now, this is a lot of information to learn in just a video or even on my channel. So I have lots of self-study programs on my website that you can really learn more about your feminine energy, learn how to have a man hanging on to every word you say, and just learn how to have men coming out of everywhere pursuing you, especially your guy at home, by being soft and warm. So check those out, especially my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. That is a great book to get started with dropping into your body and finding your feelings. So if you identify yourself as a woman, as a female, I'm gonna encourage you to get more into your feminine energy. Now, at work, you may be in your masculine energy, which is action. It's making things happen. You're doing things. You can still be soft and warm, and here's how. You will be in your body. So even though you're having to do a million and one things at work, and you're having to sometimes manage people and delegate and tell people what to do, you can still be in your body and practice and find what you feel. You can still speak to people in a very warm way. So let's say you like someone at your job. You like a man that he is maybe your boss or a coworker, and you're in your masculine energy all day, so he can't really see you as this feminine being. So one of the first things you can do, and ladies, you can do this in any situation, you can do it with your husband at home, while you're on a date or anything like that, is just make sure you're stopping to slow down and breathe. I know everybody's telling you to breathe, your yoga teacher's telling you to breathe, your physician tells you to breathe when he takes your heartbeat. Look, breathing is a great way to slow down your mind. Remember, your mind is masculine energy. So just take a couple of slow, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, and just start to slow down your body a little bit. Good. The next thing I want you to do is, your head might be spinning up here thinking, oh my goodness, how do I figure all this stuff out? What do I say to him? What do I talk about? How do I get his attention? So notice you're in action mode. You're trying to think of ways to get into action. That's a good sign you're in your masculine energy. So instead, you just drop into your body and say, well, what do I feel right now? What am I feeling? Well, I feel a little nervous. I feel a little shy. I feel curious. I don't know how all of this is going to turn out with him. So what do you really feel? And you just sit there and own those emotions. You actually don't have to do or say anything to get a man crazy about you and feel really wild about you. Just be in your body. You will have this soft, warm confidence emanating from you, and the man will feel it, and he will find it irresistible. Men love a soft, warm, feminine energy woman because they don't feel challenged by you. They don't feel under a microscope or micromanaged. So think about their world all day long. They are maybe working with men or in a mostly masculine energy environment all day. They're either giving the orders, or they're having to take them, or they're having to work in a group. Now, men work like this. There's one alpha. There's one alpha in every group. There may be little subgroups at his work where he might be the alpha with his guys that he's hanging out with, but there is one alpha, there is one boss, and men play by this rule very easily. They go right along with it. They totally get it. This is why men can get into a scuffle or a fist fight and one man wins and the other doesn't, and they shake hands after. Do you think that could really happen with two women after two women get into a fight? I don't think so. We don't work like that. We don't have this hierarchy that we're having in our lives. So when a man's in your life and he comes home at the end of the day and he's in his masculine energy, he's had to take orders all day, he's maybe had to give orders all day, we don't know, he's been struggling with all these you know, masculine energy and some feminine energy. He's having to tone his down his masculine energy to be nice to any other woman he's working around. Men really do think this way. They really do. So when he comes home to you, he doesn't want to talk about business. He doesn't want to hear about work or task or what I call maintenance conversation. Your date, your boyfriend, your husband, he wants that soft, warm energy. This is his solace. This is what he's been craving all day. Ladies, if you've ever found a man looking at women, found him pictures of a woman on his phone or his computer, this is because men feel good. They feel like a man when they look at women and when they interact with women. And heaven forbid your man ever leave you for another woman or talk to other women. In a lot of cases, he's doing it because that woman is making him feel like a man or helping him feel like a man. Now, I am totally against all of that, but before you lose your relationship or feel insecure, why not become the woman that helps him balance his energies? So this is a lot of ways a woman can heal the man through her, which I absolutely believe can happen once you balance your energy, once you get into your feminine energy and stay there. And don't wobble too much, the man will more and more get into his masculine energy. Men are really just drawn to women in their feminine energy because we're confident. We're not up in our heads and challenging the man with action or trying to outdo him or compete with him in any way. Men can finally, with us, relax and just give us that masculine attention we want while we receive. Now, I personally have found that I am more in touch with my feminine energy now. I used to be the biggest, baddest ball buster you have ever met. And now I'm so much more calm and relaxed being a woman. It feels so much more natural to me. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, well, how did I lose my feminine energy? Where did it go? Many women, I call us powerful dynamite women. We were brought up in a household with a dad or a father figure, or maybe even your mother, that was really strong, confident, had more of that alpha energy. And there's a part of you, for survival purposes, you relate to that energy the most. And so you think, for survival, I need to relate more to this tougher energy. It doesn't happen to everybody, because some women are brought up in households where the energies are balanced and they see their mom, you know, being treated fairly, having a good career and things like this, and being soft and warm and receiving. So they don't ever make that correlation that I need to be tough. So if home life doesn't do it to you, when you get out in the real world, everyone tells you you have to be tough. Don't cry. You have to be this way at work or that way at work. And we want to make it. We're in this Western society where if we want something, we go out and we get it. It does not work that way with men. You will repel a man by chasing him and pursuing him. At the same time, you can be in your feminine energy, you can be warm, and you can be receiving, and a man that you really, really want will pass on you. It happens. Sometimes, even though your energy is in the right place, he's just not ready, or he's not attracted, or the energies just aren't feeling good to him. There's so much that goes into attraction. However, that's the man that's in front of you right now, even if it's not your dream guy, even if it is your dream guy. He's who you want to practice on right now and all other men. Learning how to be soft and warm is something you can practice on a daily basis, even if you're text messaging or speaking to a man on the phone. So it's just this simple. When a man feels really good and he's around you and he's feeling really good and he's feeling like a man, he's not going to be able to get enough of you. He's not going to be able to get enough of this softness and warmth. That's why men gravitate to feminine energy women. So I hope this video has been helpful for you. Again, if you like my content, please click subscribe and be sure to hit the bell so you can get my updates when I have live videos or release a new video. If you want to learn more about feminine energy and just how all of this works, I have so many courses and programs over at my website, everheartcoaching.com, and be sure to definitely check out my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It will get you started in this wonderful process of tapping into your feminine energy, rediscovering who you are as a woman. All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to hearing from you in the comments section. If you start to feel your feminine energy and get wonderful positive responses, or you're curious or whatever it may be, please comment below. I would love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Adrienne Everhart, and I'm curious. Are you ready to attract a loving partner and create your very own happily ever after? Maybe you've seen my growing list of testimonials on my Instagram page, or somehow you've been drawn to my work with feminine energy. I've helped a lot of women find true love, get engaged, married, and some even remarried. I want to help do the same wonderful thing in your life. I want to share Femme Tools for Dating. It's a program on my website and it's waiting for you. You see, dating can feel really difficult, and I teach you how to go from feeling invisible and intimidated online to creating connection with men and calling forth quality men into your life. Step by step, I guide you from the very first hello to happily ever after. I teach you so many feminine energy tools along the way and so, so much more. Now, if you want a coach that gets results and has methods that have helped women all over the world, Femme Tools is available when you need it. So head on over to my website. That's Everhart Coaching, E-V-E-R-H-E-A-R-T Coaching, and look for Femme. That stands for Feminine Energy Mindset Method. Trust me, ladies, this very affordable program does not disappoint.